Und auf ein Hey. If you want to know why we're on Duff Ein Hey, you should have come on farm and you didn't know. Ein Hey. No, we're just dealing with Injana de Yoima. I have permission, Baruch. I do. We have permission, Shmuel. Learn a little bit about Shkvidus Haluchos, because it is Injana de Yoima. At the bottom of the page, Dvarim B'Kshoyne Shaloylam Gilulani Chazal B'Keshel O'Iser Rege. We're talking there about Shkvidus Haluchos. The Shkvidus Haluchos, Noivim Dvarim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. The end of the Chumash, Rashi tells us, was the greatest act that Moshe did. And we don't understand. But it gets worse. Well, at the end of the period, we'll be okay. There was a dialogue, a conversation that took place here. Not a dialogue, it was all. Gavru Yodo Shel Moshe. Whatever that is in French, that phrase is. Varim Ipshaina Shalaylam Gililan Chazal Bakeshalai Serego Edishiri Salukhis Movim, Dorim Shalakorish Bo, Hula Moshe. Yafe Asisa Sheshebato. Moshe Benu gets a lot of praise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he broke the Luchos. Roshmu Banachman, Hashem Rabbi Yitnason, said the following. Haluchos heyo oichin shisha tvochim v'reifan shleisha v'yemoyshe tofus v'tefchaim v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tefchaim v'tefchaim reva be'emtza. The Luchos were six tefachs high. Moshe was holding on to two of those tvachim. HaKadosh Baruch was holding on to two of those tvachim. And in the middle, there was a reva of two tvachim. Even she'ase Yisrael eisa meisa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechait from Vidal Shel Moshe. When Klal Yisrael did the chet ha'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to grab the luchos away from Moshe. V'gavre yodo shel Moshe v'chatfa mimenoi. And Moshe Rabbeinu overpowered Hashem, so to speak, and tore away the luchos from him. Who? She'akosu v'mashabchei b'sayf v'omel l'chula yad ha'chazoka y'sholmel yod de gabrata aleya min noy. Peace to you because you grabbed away the luchos from me. And if you're thinking this is strange, it's only a Yerushalmi. So it's a Gemara, we have to make sense of this. The four kashas on this Yerushalmi. First of all, Ketzad en Moshe Rabbeinu oiz litvakeach im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Klal Yisrael did the chet ha'egel, I want the luchos back. Moshe says, no, you're not getting them. Where do you get the chutzpah, the ozois, to do such a thing? Second of all, Ketzad nitzach kiviyochel es ha'boiris baruch. If Hashem wanted them back, Moshe can't keep them. Why does Moshe get them if Hashem's trying to take them away? Moshe can't beat Hashem. So how did Moshe get them if Hashem wanted them back? Third of all, Madu Moshe Rabbeinu rotze lakachet haluchos miyad v'arei Klal Yisrael shuv einu roim lekablam. What was Moshe Rabbeinu planning on doing with the luchos when he got them? He can't give them to Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve them. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu kochofetz beluchos and shemuchen lave kiviyochel im boyri kol ha'ilomim. If Moshe wanted the luchos so badly that he's going to have a whole battle here with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Madu shoybatam miyad lacha mikayin. Why did he break them straight away? And fifth, sorry, the five questions, not four. Kamokain Yesh Lavin Madua Makorish Bocha, okay, Yoshakh Shabbat. If Hashem wanted him to break them, so give them to him. Why are you fighting to get them away from Moshe? There's a whole vikuach here going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't understand what's going on here. Besides the technical problems of how is Moshe Rabbeinu stronger than Hashem far. But what was behind this vikuach? Hashem trying to take away the luchos. But then Moshe gets them, then he gets them. What does he do with them? He breaks them. Hashem says, well done. Hashem could have taken them and broken them himself. What did he need Moshe to break them? What's going on? Stumim v'chatumim. absolutely not understandable. The cell of ours at Warren Bim Soit Marshall. The Marshall of Zemo Od Mood Hoshuf. Marshall Madava Dime. The Melech should not see Isha Pshutai. We have to have a swim, she be ready, she in Nosello, a rehi, Kamoil, called over, Kaychi, Kaycho, the Rehi, Sila, so his collar she tachpoints. There's a king who decides he's going to marry a simple woman. He's not marrying anyone from royal, no one with Yehud. He's marrying a commoner. It happens in the best of families. And he promises her that after the marriage, the minute they get married, she will have the same power as him, Ishto Ikagufo. She'll have the same power as the king, do whatever she wants. That was before the wedding. Under the chuppah there, he holds out the ring. She holds out her finger to receive the ring. She spits on the host. You've been to a chassidah like that?
Yeah.
You ever filmed one of those, Reb David? Probably not. We must picture that. Lenecha chachutzpe va'ozuz she'ovru es kol ha'gvulot, as a result of this chutzpah that breaks all the boundaries, reitze achos in the kachas that the bat b'chazorah v'batel es ha'kiddushin. The chosin obviously wants the ring back, and that's the end of the chiddush. That's oishinah. Ulam makale mitametzes lachos et ha'tabat v'einu manicha lo yitol oto mimeno. She's holding on to the ring, and she ain't giving it back to him. In the end, the color won the fight. The tabat's in my hand, and I am your wife. She throws the tabat and breaks it. So you got an echo, yes, of the Yerushalmi. What's this moshel helping us to understand the Rishonim? The moshel's not understood either. Why did this woman do what she did? This was well thought out. This was a good plan. There was chutzpah there, but not for the sake of chutzpah. She had a very good reason for doing this. Before they got married, the king said, when we get married, you and me have got the same koyach, 50-50, whatever you do, whatever you want. Really? How far is he being real? Does he really mean that I can do whatever I want? I have the same power as him? Who was the picker? She was obviously a bit doubtful. So I do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. I have complete free will to do what I want. Let's check this out. So she decides to do the most despicable thing, and she spits at the chosen under the chuppah. How much free will does she really have? And was his promise really true? Again, we're dealing here with Shviras Haluchos. Shiva Subatamus. Aval, before the Shvira Salukos, there was a Cheta Eagle. Dafka b'maimet ha'sina amit klal Yisrael b'mifchan is goydol koicha shal b'chiris ha'chofshis. Hem rotze libchoin im yesh b'efshurutam li'ishtachare legamre mi'akodesh Baruch Hu. You come to Ha'sinai and you're told you have b'chira. Really? I can disentangle myself and free myself up from a Kodesh Baruch Hu Lagamra, yeah? והתשובה יעשה כן, הם היו מסוגלים לעשות את עגל הזהב. You could even go as far as doing the עגל הזהב. Your בחירה is בחירה, and it's חופשי. הכל גלוי ויודע לפני השם יתברך, that we all agree. שאין יכולת לשם מה נותן הקדוש ברוך הוא בידי כלל ישראל, אז היכולת לכתוב בחטא העגל. ועד הקדוש ברוך הוא, let כלל ישראל sit with the חטא העגל, he could have stopped it. מה הייתה אלה שתצא מכך? What's the benefit of coming? What are you letting this happen for? It's going to be שביל סלוח רויס, you know it's going to come out of this חטא העגל? Put a stop to it. המפתח לעוונס עניין זה, תומן בדברים דליאו. The key to understanding the sugya is hidden in what we said above. Chayv lavo zman shebo akale tochiach ki ritzoyne litnase lo bo bekfir ele betoich rotzen gomo. At some point, Klal Yisrael, the kale is going to have to prove that the choice to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming out of bechira, not out of kfir. והנה הקודש ברוך הוא הנה כסה הזדמנות לברז זו מיד לך המים בדה סיני. Sorry, at this stage of the discussion, the color has to prove that her decision to serve Hashem, to be loyal to the Chosen, comes from Bechira, not because there's Har Chagigis, or Esamakos, Kriyas Yamsuk, those are all Kriyas. Those will interfere with your Bechira. And Hashem gave the opportunity. מיד לחמם ונסין עם ישראל כולו הימולה בו איסו שעב וגעגועים לשם יסברוך. החוסן נגלה לעיניים במולה יויפי והודרוף. הם זוכו למניג רוחוני על רי הכל באספקלל ימירו. כלל ישראל was at the best place they've ever been. They just seen a גילו וקודש ברוך הוא בכפי דם עצמו. They had a מניג, a leader who was holding באספקלל ימירו. And they knew themselves that without Moshe, they're not getting the Torah. Because they tried twice and it didn't work. They're trying to get it themselves and they died. Hashem did Ches HaMesim. Okay, you ready? Let's try again. Boom, they died again. After that, they said, that's enough. We can't handle this. Moshe, you take care of this. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu not taking care of it, they weren't getting the Torah. And they knew that they weren't getting the Torah. What was going to happen to the world? It was going back to Tov V'Bol. V'hine ha'ish Moshe Boshe Shlovoi. And Moshe is not coming back. What's going on? He's late. No. Nitna reshus l'sotan la'amidam b'nisayin ma'a v'kasheh. And the sotan was given permission to put them through a terribly bitter nisayin. Ho'olem es mitosa shel Moshe. They saw a vision of Moshe's levaya taking place in Shemayim. V'svurim ha'i k'moshe mes. That's it. Moshe's died. And then the tov of the bowl started setting in. The fringes of society lacking in imuna, ha'er of rav, also is egel azav, and they did the egel azav. Hashem amiram b'nisayoy. Yeah, the color gets to show, do you really want this marriage or not? Even in this situation, worst case scenario, you don't get a worst case scenario than this. Moshe is not coming back. And if Moshe is coming back, we're not getting Torah. And if we're not getting Torah, the world's going to unravel and go back to Tov V'Bo. The Sotan starts showing them that's what's happening. I'm reading that India based on a Midrash. Now, do you stay truthful to Hashem or not? They once asked the prophet Chaim, we know that Mashiach has to come up to 6,000 years. And we know what the year is. We're in Tavshin. Pay Gimel, right? So when we get to 6,000, Mashiach hasn't come. What's going to be? Mashiach doesn't come for 6,000 years. What's going to be? So what would you say? That's a big nisoyin, yeah? You're waiting 600 years for Mashiach. Mashiach doesn't come. So Beseder, we told you to the Boba Maises. Well, you're hacking a Tzadik, Mashiach, Mashiach. Come on. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. I'll stay a Jew. Mashiach hasn't come, so what? What's going to do with you? Mashiach not coming doesn't bottle Shulchan Aruch. You can't live like a Jew. Maybe you made a calculation mistake. Maybe you're being tested. Who knows what's going on? That's what's going on here. Kodesh Baruch Hu told you, I'm taking out of Mitzrayim, I'm giving the Torah, we're going to answer Israel. Now it doesn't look like that's about to happen. Avraham Avinu had a similar nisoyim. You're going to get Yitzchak, and Yitzchak's the future of Klal Israel, and he's going to have eight Yaakov, and Yaakov's going to have 40, and Shivin Nefesh, and she's ready, and then he says, kill Yitzchak. What do you mean? That's the end of the world. Shem says, no, but do it anyway. And he did it. Does the color stay faithful no matter what? That's the test. Now, who was involved in the chet? And who wasn't involved in the chet? Out of a few million people that were there, there were only 3,000 people that were officially involved in the chet. We know that after Moshe said, Misha Balai, go kill everybody, don't kill 3,000 people. So, out of a couple million people. So we don't really understand the magnitude of the chet, but there it is. So what came out of this? What did you gain? What's the gain here for Hashem? You gave them a test and they failed. Well done. Luchos got broken. We now have Luchos Sheni, which is not so poshut. So what did you gain here? What's the gain? I'm a meidach. You all remember this. It's just chazara what we did 10 years ago. Remember? Amna meidach gisa nizgale kan b'meloy atzmus ha'koyecha b'chira chofshit she'nitin b'yod ha'odah. You know what the gain here was? When you doubt how much b'chira you have, go back to this maysa and have a look. Nizgale la mishal shimu yamid b'nachishus v'mitaych rotzen oiz b'darko yoichel agir l'piskas shimo'ilam lo sharim. You can reach levels using your bechira that you can't begin to imagine. Yah was planted. This is the seed of that fight, that struggle going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it carries on today that every Jew has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu gile ki Hashem Yisbarach v'gale kan reibet amok u'pnimi atomen b'kesh anisuin shelanu imoy. At this stage of the Sefer, we're dealing with the relationship of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael as a marriage. We said there's Imoy, there's Ishtoy, there's Bitoy, Achaisoy, the different relationships, that dimensions of relationship that Klal Yisrael has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here we're dealing with Ishtoy. But yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed to Klal Yisrael how deep and hidden that Kesher is. Kodesh Baruch Hu Magala Kan is Koyach HaBechira Chofshit. The koach of bechira chofshit is that what we call ishtoi kegufoi in our relationship with Hashem. But nice and the kala, lysis ketzoyne, the kala can do what she wills, what she wants. Zu amashmoy shel amusag ishtoi kegufoi. Netenes efsharut hechaigu? Netenes efsharut l'Israel la'asois maisim hamuchichim al bailus gemura. Well, al ritzoyna chofshi bo'isa keshu shel nisuin. You get to prove yourself now, Ms. Kala. You get to show whether you want the marriage or not. Hashem's proved his desire for the relationship. You get to prove it now. Mi'amaisa shereta egel, havin Moshe Rabbeinu kim kol godel, Moshe grasped from the Chet HaEgel this Nakuda. How great is Bechira? That you can mamash work against Hashem even. If you can use your Bechira to do the Chet HaEgel, imagine if you'd use that Bechira for Dovah Tov. Da'anu la'ava kulanachem avu ritzoneinu lekabeles ha'toyra. V'yima. I want the Torah and I don't care what. And I'm going to fight for it. Even if Hashem's trying to take it away from me, lo echpatli. Katonim Yo Behemshech, and we'll explain this as we go ahead. You see what's coming out of this? Mikan Gam Shay Ves Avram Avinu, Gamas Koichelam, and Mukola Ilam Mikro B'Shem Hashem. Where did Avram get the koyach to stand up against the entire world and not just go off to some cave? Shem Vaev also did that. They also stood up against the whole world. They detached from the grid and they moved into a cave somewhere and they sat there and they just did nothing to do with the world. And they proved their desire to serve Hashem. Avram didn't just do that. Avram Mamash was involved in the world. He got up there and risked his life day in and day out. Where did he get the koyach to do that? Because he learned it from Nimrod. You know who Avram Avinu's Rebbe was Nimrod. You know who Nimrod was? The greatest Rosha that ever lived. All the Rishonim that came after Nimrod looked like tooth fairies. Hekli Amach Shmoy was a puppy compared to Nimrod. Nimrod was the real deal. All the evil that came afterwards was sherished to Nimrod. So Avram Avinu looked at Nimrod. And you know what Nimrod was? Your day is Ribayna, you're Miskaven Limroid boy. If you don't know Hashem, the Seder Parah says, me Hashem. Okay. That's a certain degree of evilness. But you're rooted in Taibas and you're rooted in Koychavet Simgodi, you just don't know Hashem. Nimrod says, I know Hashem very well, better than you. And you know what? I'm rebelling against him. Shayro is Nimrod Mamri, this Kolo Ilam Negin Hashem. You know how much Shpachiri you have? You can know Hashem. And you can get the entire world to rebel against Hashem. You want to take the whole world and get them to rebel against Hashem? Hashem's not going to stop you. You know why? Because you have Bechira. And that's where Avram Avinu realized, you know what? I can rebel against the entire world. And therefore I can teach Imunah to the whole world because I have Bechira and Bechira doesn't limit you. If the Bechira is so strong, that one person can take the whole world to rebel against Hashem. Then one person can get all the people of the world to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu as their king. As Rav Shach said once at a bris at Eisha Torah, Rav Noach was making a bris. And Rav Shach said, if one man can kill 6 million Jews, then one man can bring 6 million Jews back in Tshuva. That's what Rav Shach said. This is the story. When you see the evil, when you see the Chet HaEgel, when you see a Nimrod, and you realize how much Bechira you really have, then nothing can stop you. In that middle of Ozlus and Chutzpah, lurking in there, there's a very positive quality. Ozus and chutzpah, unbridled, is disgusting. But if you know how to utilize it properly, oh, you know how far you can go? Kasheu mechuvenes letzada kedusha? You know how much ozus and chutzpah it took an Avram Avinu to do what he did? B'koyach zeh yoichol adam leleches achrei Hashem b'kolois. Mibli litchashem v'litpalel mishum dobe bo'ilom. Nothing gets in your way with that koyach. As long as you're using it for the right thing, it's a very powerful tool. If not, you know what it looks like. You're not limited. Doesn't interfere with my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach bagala kales ritzoina ozlis nase lechatona b'kol mekir. Therefore, I'm your wife, no matter what. Mibli nitpalel utchashev b'shum dov. I don't have to cheshbon too many things in. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's me. And everything else is largely irrelevant. Zu mashmais ritzoina shel Hashem isbarach. שנאבק נגד כביכול עם קיום התורה. In the קיום התורה, in your limud HaTorah, in your קיום התורה, you constantly at battle against Hashem, like Moshe was against Hashem, trying to get the luchos back from him. Hashem רוצה לעצור מצב שאף אם הוא ירצה לקחת ביתנס התורה, he wants to take the Torah away from you. And he does it all the time in so many different ways, you don't even realize that's what's happening. You think it's your wife phoning, you think it's the bank manager phoning, you think it's this one that's calling. The Lord says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is testing you to see how badly do you want his Torah. There's a war going on when you come to sit and learn Torah, when you have to do a mitzvah. There's a war going on between you and Hashem. How badly do you want it? Hashem's trying to take away the Torah from you. I take it away from him and I keep it. Obviously, that's a marshal, but that's what's going on in the Yerushalmi. Lord, very many noichel lavin gam madua oiver. It's late. Amavak lekabel es aluchos ulaachel shuam na metzliach lekabel mit moishavenu lishborota. Vnoisav lekachu gam kibel yashakaya. He breaks them off, he fights for them, and Hashem says, well done. So, you want to carry on this on Yom Rishon? We can, otherwise we'll go back to where we were. There's so much here that's fascinating, we forgot about it. Interesting things to think about.